Welcome to the Career Mentor Podcast, a program of Hunger for Success, a nonprofit organization devoted to helping people find and keep family wage jobs. Your host, Brad Lebowski, President and Chair of Hunger for Success. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Career Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Lebowski, President and Chair of Hunger for Success. And today we're going to talk about some trends that you may or may not be seeing in the workplace. This is something that's very specific to what's happening now, what's happening in the next 6 months. And we want to make sure that we can talk about them a little bit. Okay. Number one, you're going to see a lot of hybrid home and flexible working opportunities. So what does that mean? How do you navigate that? Is hybrid 2 days a week in the office or 2 days a week at home? Does that affect your childcare? Does that affect family issues? Something you really want to think about, but definitely hybrid opportunities are quite popular. The other thing that is really critical now, since a lot of people are looking for jobs and the activity for job searches is higher, is really how well do you communicate your accomplishments? Do you communicate your accomplishments with statistics, results, validated outcomes? Do you reinforce your skills or success with letters of recommendation or specific examples where you positively impacted the business, your business, someone else's business, maybe a customer experience that stands out? When somebody's reading your resume or interviewing you, they really want to focus on your validated successes. Not so much about what you've done, but how well have you done it? And who can support that? Who can validate that? The third thing when you're looking for jobs are skills. What are your skills? Are there skills you can improve on? Are there skills you need to gain to enter a certain career? This will be really important to consider as you are investigating either a new career or a better job, is really think about that. What skills can I improve upon, or what skills can I promote that make you unique, that make you stand out in the crowd? The other thing, obviously, that's very common is virtual interviews. How comfortable are you? How are you set up? Do you have an image behind you? Behind me is my wall of pictures with family and friends. What does your virtual picture look like? Are you dressed in a tie? Are you dressed in a collared shirt? Is it showing your kitchen? Is your dog in the view? What does that look like? And how do you want to prepare to have a really successful virtual interview? Maybe muting your computer, muting your cell phone, making sure there's no distractions, making sure there's plenty of light so they can see you. Smile and look happy, look engaged, look into the camera. There's all kinds of tips you can get online. You can also contact us at Hunger for Success at the word help, H-E-L-P, the letter H, the number 4, the letter S.org, and you can ask us some questions. The other thing that's really important for you is the role you're going after, have a driven career path, have goals that you want to accomplish. If not, let's ask about them in the interview. Talk about the goals that are part of the opportunity. What are the milestones? What are the things you want to achieve or what they need you to achieve? Really focus on that, because when there's a recruiter or a hiring manager out there looking to hire you, they want to know you can be successful at it. They want to know that your training period is short and that you can have impact as soon as possible, because they're hiring you to solve a problem. They're hiring you to fill a role and to accomplish a goal. So why not focus on that in your career search and in the interview process to make sure you're not only qualified, but focused on how do I accomplish things quickly so I can retain this job and get promoted along the way? So these are some things to think about in 2024, things that can make you competitive. For example, if you have a great virtual interview style with a great background and telling a story and you're smiling and engaging, that can separate you from the herd. That could affect your hybrid schedule, where if you're really productive at home, maybe you don't need to be in the office as many days as managers would like you to be in. So think about those things. And if you have questions, if you want to practice interviewing, if you want to ask questions of how do I make a better virtual interview atmosphere, again, contact us at our website, the word help, H-E-L-P, the letter H, the number 4, the letter S.org. Well, we appreciate you tuning in today as always. My name is Brad Lebowski, President and Chair of Hunger for Success. We hope that your career search or what you're doing in your job now can be meaningful for you and can be very successful. We look forward to listening to you soon. Thank you. This has been the Career Mentor Podcast, intellectual property of Hunger for Success. All rights reserved.